day, beloved, and welcome you to a new episode of the Healing Stream podcast. Your host today is Grace Akinshola. As you listen to today's episode, the Lord will bless you mightily and give answers to the questions in your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. We have been considering the book of Psalms and we will proceed today by the grace of God. Today we'll be looking at Psalms chapter 124. Psalms 124 says, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Praise the name of the Lord." The Lord is speaking to us from the book of Psalms, chapter 124, that He is on our side. This psalm was written to exalt the name of the Lord for His abiding presence. The first observation from it is the if word. It is a conditional statement. It means that without God, such and such would have been our experience. The nation of Israel was surrounded by enemies seeking to destroy them. They fought many battles with diverse nations that were stronger than them. Some of them have chariots and horses to fight with, but Israel had nothing. Some had hundreds of thousands of armies. Israel had only a few. So in terms of natural capacity, they were the least among many nations. Let us imagine a country like the United States of America engaging a third world country like Nigeria in a war. You know that such a war can only end in one way, that is victory for the Americans. Same applied to Israel at that period. Men rose up against them to swallow them up. Proud and arrogant kings wanted them to become their subjects. They threatened them and even formed a confederacy against the nation. The record of this can be found in 1 Kings chapter 20 from verse 1 to 34. I'll liken this particular experience of Israel to what the Church of God has experienced over the ages. The church is the representative of Christ on earth, as the nation of Israel was. The enemy of the church is the devil, who has at different times incited evil men against the church. Proud and arrogant men like Hitler wanted to swallow up the Jews. Jihadists in different nations are increasing their onslaught against the people of God in order to silence them. Leaders of nations are making it difficult to spread the gospel in their region, yet they have not succeeded. Why is this so? It is because the Lord is on our side. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? The church stands strong and keeps growing. The gates of hell will not and cannot prevail against us." As part of the body of Christ, God is also on your side, and you need not be afraid of the terror that flies by night and the arrows that come during the day. Who can stand against you? Who can be against your career, marriage, ministry, business, church, and health? I ask you today, who can? Who can face the Lord? Who can question God over your life? You may look small or insignificant, but the Almighty God who is for you is mighty. He is great and He is powerful. He is not intimidated by anyone or any circumstance. He is fully in control and He is right beside you. Because we have aligned with God, we have escaped all the enemy's attacks. The snare is broken by our Lord, who is the commander-in-chief of God's army. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. I want you to rejoice in this understanding and believe that regardless of what you are going through, God is always there for you, and you are an overcomer. It's a settled matter. You are an overcomer. You have victory through Christ Jesus. The Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Beloved, I'd like you to rejoice in this understanding and always know that you are never left alone. The Lord is by your side and you are always a conqueror. Praise the Lord. Accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior places you in the camp of God and assures you of victory over all your foes. Invite Him into your heart today if you have not, and you will be glad you did. For prayers and counseling, please write to us at healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.